Kotvim b'miyutzoy. If the case of the water covered just a miyutz of the chotzer, so if that area which it covers, which is the miyutz of the chotzer, is more than beis hasayim, so kulo yotzer, that's going to make the rest of the chotzer aser, because the chotzer is totally open to this area where the water is, so it's nifratz b'mloyoy to an makam aser, so it becomes aser also. Come to Achronim and they say like this. But let's say there's walls around the water, so then they don't affect the rest of the thing, the rest of the chotzer. Well, walls can work upwards, walls can also work downwards. So if this area of water has vertical walls, which are 10 tefachim deep, so that becomes its own area. It has its own walls, 10 tefachim deep and more than 4 ramas, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, is its own rishos yachid. So it's its own area. So it's two different areas. The chol zadavka k'sheinu makasar tefachim b'svasa, by the bank of it, by the edge of it, it's not 10 tefachim deep. And as you go forward, it doesn't go down 10 tefachim in a span of 4 amas. It takes longer to go down 10 tefachim. So you never have what's considered halachically walls. Because if it's directly, there's a direct vertical drop, or at least there's a slant enough that you'll get your 10 tefachim deep within a distance of 4 amas. So now those walls act as a separation between the water and the rest of the chotzer. And therefore, so it won't affect the rest of the chotzer. So only the place where the water is going to be awesome. Okay. He says this point is in the Birloch, he points out this point is quoted from Magen Avraham and the other Achronim, etc.
What's it saying there?
This is the point. This point over here, the depth is a point in the Magen Avraham. Okay, there's
depth
more
before.
The depth of a wall of 10 tefachim deep.
What about the depth?
Like I explained, just explained. Now, Sari, who should yeah, but this is all a problem if eventually there's a depth of 10 tefachim. Why? The Bokhim Masar Tefachim, Havale Kitit, Revish Baalma, Shem Cholkim, Shusla Atzman. It's not 10 tefachim deep, it's not its own area. So it's Roy Yimar Betim, its own area. But water, you can walk in the water. If it gets too deep, you can't walk. So till 10, it's not good. So it comes out like this. It has to be 10 tefachim deep to create a problem. But if it's 10 tefachim deep with a wall which is 10 tefachim deep, so that's its own rishos, so it's not a problem. Vis-a-vis the rest of the chotzer, vis-a-vis itself, it is. So that's, you know, the final case which would be problematic, which is going to ask, we say it's like Zeroyim totally, that it makes the whole chotzer osir is a 10 tefachim deep, but that not without a, not with a wall which is a halachic wall of 10 tefachim. So it takes 5 amas to go down 10 tefachim. Eventually it goes down 10 tefachim. So that's going to create a problem. Okay, that was Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Beis.
Howdy.
10 tefachim. Karpe base shalosha soyin. The karpe which was three, the area of 3 saws worth. The karpe meno base saw, and then he went and put a roof over an area which is a base saw.
Right there.
That makes, we say there's a rule called piter tikra yarevasayim. So the edge of the tikra comes down and acts like a wall. So you look at the area which is one saw. Or one saw's worth, you know, a little more, whatever it is, exactly, you know, is now enclosed. So these two saw stand by themselves. It's only 2 saw, you're allowed to carry. Afilu imakerui meshupa, even if the roof is at a slant. Okay, let's see Rashi. Say Rashi. Let's see Mishapura. Tzari Aleph, Mutter. Shepi Tikri Yarva says him, the edge of the Tikri comes down and closes, it looks at it a bit and closes off the area. Rabbi Kila Mechitza Mavsek has been saw Hamakura, Hamakura, the basis of Sayam Shenu Makura. There's a wall between the one saw which is roofed and the two saw which are not roofed. Mimsa Shein Shem Ella base Sasayim. So it means the Karfiv only has now a space of two saw, which is not also to carry. Fila Makari Meshupa. It means that the roof is at a slant. And the edge is also at a slant. Okay? So it's filochi, it works. Even a slanted pitikr works. Now, so Mr. Burr, what do you mean? The Mechaber says, as the only opinion which he mentions is the hech of the piyatikra mishibur lo minim piyatikra yarvasaisa. Piyatikra yarvasaisa doesn't work when the roof is at a slant. I mentioned that to you before. That piyatikra only works by a flat roof, not by a slanted roof. So it's almost never. It's not really so nagay by our houses.
Why is it not? Because we have walls anyway.
No, because it's a slant. A roof so is at a slant.
Well, it's not nogi to have a flat roof. That's
unusual. Right. So, according to what it says in Shin Samach Aleph, Pitik is only by a flat roof, not by a slanted roof.
Is that a din deraisa or?
It's a good question. Let's see what he says, and I'll address your question. Okay, chilku achrena. So the achrena come along and say, so we have a steer. Over here, the Mechaber says clearly that shipui works, and there in Shin Samach Aleph, Mechaber says very clearly shipui does not work. So the Chachamim come along and they answer this, and this the Chachamim over here, if you look at the list on the bottom of the Shavat Tzion, who says this, it's a pretty chosh of a list, a priest, a Rabbi Mordechai, and a Harshol, a Beis Meir, and a Grah. So that's in Siman Shin Samach Aleph. So they say like this: the Shani Hacha, the Minatara Betzim Rishus Yochid Gamrahu Lekuliyam Sheimukah Barba Mechitzes. The case was it has four walls, and there is it's a bona fide Rishus Yochid. As a Chomim Goz Ubekarpe if you have a Mitzvahsayim, they made a Gzeira by Karpe more than Mitzvahsayim, and people will perceive it like a Karpe. Well, but if that's it's only Gzeira Darbona. Lochi Hekelu Befitikra. Av Shapia Bashipur. Therefore, he was there in Mekel, even though it's, as long as you have some type of hecker, some type of something. So here you have this area which is roofed, and they have a pitikra at the end. It's not exactly the greatest pitikra because it's at an angle. They said, fine, we'll make all that also. Mashain came, Hosam, the Nifritz Mechitza. There you needed an actual wall. Lamin and Yarid, the Sosim Elam came, Pia Shabbat. You need Pia Shabbat. So the case over there was, let's say, one of the walls broke open, an area width which is going to be problematic. Let's say, for argument's sake, it was more than 10 amas, or at a corner. So the roof is still here, coming straight to the corner, but the walls have fallen. So there's no walls there, but there's pitikra yarva soisa. So over there, you need a mamash and mechitza. So there we said it has to be flat.
That was why I asked, in terms of
deraisa,
because if it's a deraisa, then how can we be? It's a deraisa, the mishupa is not. Here you don't need it anyway because it's
right. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Derech Emunah, the most of Derech quotes that in number 45. You look at it. He quotes. He has a shaila: is the pshat is mina raisa shipua works? Chaim said it doesn't work by when you need a real mechitza. And over here, the whole thing is rabbanan they were meiko, but because the raisa shipua always works really, or the opposite shipua never works the raisa. We're masak, and that it'll work over here to accomplish what you know, that's sufficient for over here. He's masubik, he's ready to go. The nafkamina is in a case where you're dealing with the other issues that they can climb the rabbanon. You know, they climb the rabbanon. You can also you can be matur through tzurus pesach. Certain cases you have two things which are climbing each other. You put a wall in between. It's motur. Mm-hmm. So I don't put a wall. I put a tzurus pesach. It's also motur. Tzurus pesach is like a wall. So there's a wall between these two items. So I have a pitikra yarva soisim. Would that be matur the item? Yeah.
As to whether the basic concept of pitikra.
No, if the minaraisa pitikra yarva soisim is kosher minaraisa bishipua.
Oh, only bishipua.
Right.
Oh, okay. In terms of the angle, is that still that same thing that we were talking about before in terms of what's shifuah?
I don't know. I think it's less than that even.
What's Peter Kriyorina says?
That's a good question. The edge of the roof counts like a wall. It's a loch of Moshe Mesinai along the lines of the din of good achis mechitza. But since the roof is part of the roof itself, it generates a din of has a din of a roof, which is some type of mechitza, whatever. So the P of the edge of the roof counts like as if there's a whole wall there, which is it's not 10 tefachim wide, it's a 2 tefachim wide, a tefach wide. But it goes down as if there'd be a full fledged wall there. It's a loch of Moshe Mesinai, and included in the rules of good achis mechitza. Even though this is a good achis, you have a wall which is 10 tefachim high, then you extend it down. Right? Over here, you don't have a wall, but that's the finish over here that works.
You actually need does the roof have to jet out a little bit for that to work?
Jet out over what?
Over the. Let me see.
There's walls there, so then
the walls are irrelevant.
It's irrelevant, right? So, right. But the case would be particularly you could have a case where there's no walls on that side, but then the edge of the roof is the edge of the roof.
Well, then what's the issue of two?
Peter Kriyorina says it works on one edge, it doesn't work on all four edges. So we have before in Shin Mem Aleph, Shin Mem Hey. I'm sorry.
Okay. But the two tefachim that you mentioned, if it's only like two tefachim or something, they'll still work. I didn't understand. That's why I asked about jutting out. I misunderstood. Talking about if it only sticks out, or the whole roof itself has to be a certain, presumably a certain minimum. Or so you mentioned before, Tzuras HaPesach even could work in that way.
Well, if you have Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need anything else. Tzuras HaPesach works on its own. I'm not sure that there's a minimum in the roof. I imagine that probably the minimum roof probably would be dollar by dollar. Okay, our walls.
Thomas.
No, talking. Our walls. There's a Maisa fellow, and he built. He was very, very poor. He was a big land and very poor, so he built a sukkah. So he built a sukkah gimel. And then he used the Tzuras HaPesach. And then he used it in Rav Oymid. So he had got done. There was kamat, almost more airspace than there was sukkah. Mm-hmm. He leaves the sukkah at night time. He locks the sukkah. He leaves the lighter in the sukkah. The sukkah is locked. It's safe. The next morning he comes, and the lighter is missing. He says, "How the ganak in? The sukkah was locked. The chvish stayed it. It's a closed sukkah." So it says, "Vice the Reis, that the Gazan wasn't alarmed in it." And it's just added that there's a wall there. Right? So, it's like, picture that, you have this climb here, this climb, you have these two things over here. You have there's a wall between this mutter. Let's put a Tzuras HaPesach, and now it's mutter, That's our wall. Okay. Yud Gimel. Karve base Messiah, base Messiah at Mitzumtzum. The Chotzer, there's a Karve and a Chotzer next to each other. And there's a breakage on one edge, on the one side where they meet, and the whole carpet wall is removed. So now the whole carpet wall is broken out into the chatzar. So Zot Shulchan Aruch, a carpet foster. The carpet was exactly based on sign, so it's really mutter to carry. So why is the carpet foster? And they shemokam a mechitza miyatroi v'nasa yosel sasein. We say, there used to be a wall, it's not a wall anymore. So part of that wall area belongs to the carpet. Well, it comes out that now the carpet area is more than base aside, because now it has the place where the wall was is now part of. If the wall is, let's say for argument's sake, the wall was 2 feet thick, and the whole wall crumbles, so the whole area is missing. So of those 2 feet, we'll argue, let's say for argument's sake, that 1 foot belongs to the chotzer. Mm-hmm. One foot belongs to the carpet. Well, now the carpet is base of sign plus another foot. So it's more than base of sign. So now you can't carry. Mr. Bura, Sadi Gimel. Masum Sam Shalom. Belohaya Mukha Fladira. The carved part was exactly based on sign, but it wasn't Mukav Ladira. Shinibra Dumim Elurim Zelazet. Now, Halosh Shemukav Ramash, the Mishabur says that the language over here sounds like it's totally open. The Bible says, Mishneim Nifritzubim Elurim Gamachotzeros. We said before, if something is totally open up to the area which is Aser, it becomes Aser also. So why is just the carpet Aser? The Chatzar should also be Aser. So the case was that the Chatzar was totally opened into the carpet also, everything should be Aser. Shrei Pesuach Uparetz, the carpet of Shanessa. Alamari, that can't be the case. Shahoya HaChatzar Rochav Mea Karfev. Let's say for argument that the Chatzar was 60 Amos wide. The carpet was only 50 amas wide. So the chotzer, even if the whole carpet wall breaks down, still extends further on both sides than the carpet. Can you picture that? He has a picture over here. The chotzer extends further on both sides than the carpet. So, as far as the chutzah is concerned, it's not totally open. It has walls still. According to the carpet is concerned, it has no wall. According to the chutzah, is still enclosed because it has walls. The chutzah was rochav mekarfev, and isharu gefufim meatzdonim. The chutzah was wider, and that area which is on the side is still there. It's called the kopa, which that encloses it. What can a chutzah mutter lo nifritz bimaloyah the karfev? It's not totally broken open into the chutzner because it has walls on that side. But it got married, she appeared to the chutzner, lohoya yosem yasser amis, that the breakthrough wasn't more than 10 amis. Yosem yasser, filo nisharu kfufim, even though there's kfufim, shnam asurim, the shuvla mikri pesach, al apirtsa, so there's a pirtsa between the chutzner and the karfif. So the case was that the opening was, the karfif was only 8 amis wide, and that's totally gone. So as far as the carpet is concerned, it's totally open. As far as the chutz is concerned, it was 12 amas wide. There's 2 amas on each side. And the opening is less than 10. If the opening is more than 10, you have a different problem. Your chutz is open more than 10. So you can't carry in your chutz, or it's missing a wall. So the loch is, Shemokam HaMachitza Meyatra. The Avar Chutz Eino Oseo Yoso Besosayim. Mishum Shuhu Avar HaMutter. Well, the carver is not connected to the chotzer. Oh, it's the carver was exactly based on sign. The chotzer is obviously something more, and now they're connected, so it's more than based on sign. No. The chotzer is mutter to carry, and the carver is also to carry. So the chotzer part doesn't impact the carver; it's separate. So where's the problem? Rak Malkum Shaya Mechitza. The area where the wall was, Shana Bachala Chotz, that's not part of the Chotz, that's part of the Karfif. And now that it's gone, it's Ato Ima Karfif, was so yes, so basically the sign. Now it's part of the Karfif, and it's a problem. And now so yes, so say so sign. So it's a problem, and it's also. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah like this. So we're saying that the Karfif is missing its walls. There's a local that I run. If you get this picture again, so we say the carpet is totally open. But the wall of the chutzner extends beyond it on both sides. So when you say, even though if a person is standing on the carpet, there's no walls around the carpet, if a person is standing on the chutzner, there are walls around the carpet. So why don't we say that? So we actually do say that. It's something which is not nikar mi b'fnim, and it's nikar mi b'chutz. So a person standing in the carpet, he doesn't see a fourth wall. But a certain person standing on the chutzner sees a fourth wall for the carpet. That's enough to close off the carpet. So if the case was that this wasn't open more than 10 amas, in the case that you tell me by definition that there was a gifufim on both sides, because otherwise the chutz is also going to be a problem. So why is the karfif usher? So the case has to be that the walls of the karfev extended into the chutzre a little bit. So the walls of the chutzre are behind, that's this picture over here. Well, the walls of the karfev extended into the chutzre area, and the walls of the chutzre are behind where the walls of the karfev ends. So now, there's nothing here. So the chutzre isn't usher because it has four walls. It has a shoulder on both sides of the fourth wall also. But the karfev is totally open because there's no wall enclosing it, and there's no wall on its side enclosing it. So that has to be the case. So the Mishnah Berurah, Mari Shekosei Karfev Nechnosim Mesech Chalal HaChotzer Mirifnim, that the walls of the karfev extend into the chotzer. Or the other case it won't work, that if the each wall on its side was more than four amas, so we don't look at it as like a way to enclose the carpet. If it's like its own area, it's four amas wide, it's like its own area, it's not there to help the carpet.
I'm sorry, which area are we talking about here?
In other words, we're grappling with the, why don't you say that the walls of the chotzer should act as a way to enclose the karpev? So answer number one is that the walls of the karpev extend into the chotzer. So if you look at side number four of the karpev, it's totally open. There's no walls of the chotzer there to enclose it. If the walls of the chotzer are going to be four amas wide,
amas long?
Four amas long, what do you call that? I'm not sure what to call that. If you picture, you have your dish, Mishabura? You picture number 49. Mm-hmm. So those two sides are more than four amas away from the rech of a karfev. So they don't function. The logic of Shavim Vachutz, I'm sorry, Shavim Ifnim and Irim Bechutz is it functions like a lechi. And the lechi is that a lechi is matter. We'll see later on that lechi is matter, even if it's not in the area which has to be matter. It's right immediately beyond it, it's also matter. So even though inside you don't see the lechi, from the outside you see the lechi, that's enough to be matter. So what's the logic? I mean, this thing is based on science. It's not based on science. Good. Shalom, right? It has three walls. You can't carry something which has only three walls. It's totally open on the fourth side. That's the Rabbanan. In your eyes, you're allowed to carry. Because our Machai have a Lechi. So, Lechi, we pass it, Lechi, it can work out Teker. So, if this is my area that I'm enclosing, there's a wall here, and this fourth side is totally open. And I go and I put a Lechi right here. So I'm out to the whole thing. So I put the lechi inside the wall, it's not to the whole thing. Put the lechi immediately parallel to the wall. So standing inside, I just see like a longer wall. I don't see a lechi. But you're coming from this side, you see a lechi. Because the wall over here is this long, the wall over here is this long, and I see this thing. Now the case of where you normally said the case was, let's say if the wall was this thick, the lechi was only this thick. So I'm standing here and seeing this thick wall and this little thing extending beyond it. I see the wall is this wide, and there's another thing, another tefach wide, which is sticking out. What's that? It's a lechi. So I see a lechi when I'm coming into the chatzur. I don't see a lechi from inside the chatzur. And that's enough to matter. So the same thing over here, these walls act like a lechi to matter the carpet. But if they're more than four amas, so a lechi can't be wider than four amas. So once I make my gefufim more than four amas, they can't be matter the carpet. No, that's what he's. So the kufim are the shoulders and the sides. Bimlav einzav nikrim nifritz bimloyes. If it's not four amas, and the walls are shove at each other, so then it's not totally open. I have a lechi there enclosing it. Let's just touch your dalet. Karpev yosim beisasayim shall hook up the dira. Okay, it wasn't hook of the zira. Possibly by Pesach, he opened up he made an entrance into it. Wasn't mechitza lefan of yerusim me'asara. What are you mechitza so? So he did what we said before that you can do. You can make one wall and one side more than 10 amas long, and that matter the rest of the area. So the original mechitza was not l'shem dira, is no longer significant, because it's now mutter based on this new mechitza, which was yeah l'shem dira. Now that new mechitza fell down. So loch is chazali surah. It's not pshat that the new mechitza changes the old mechitza. The old mechitza is there l'shem dira. We ignore the old mechitza. But now that I need the old mechitza, the old mechitza wasn't made the shem dira, so it's still going to be a problem. Tzadi Zion. Pesach of Pesach. Aloshim begum b'tzas. Kar devorim. You look at the source before. Because shehitz mechshloshik k'salim b'sayif kaisel beisay. The kaisel beisay yekaisel revi. So he had a house that was side number one. He made three other sides and closed the area. B'boyos of Pesach. He made a Pesach in the house. He didn't open, make an entranceway from the house to that area. After you enclose the area, it's too late. Come over here. He made a mechitza chadash on one side. So that new wall is there after you open the door. The gamma mechitza chadash also pesach. Kesheyocho leilach lishtamish b'fnim mekarfiv. I'm not sure the case over there was that you allowed for yourself a wall to get through that other mechitza to get to the area beyond. So that also works. I'm not sure why that has to be so, but that also works. Okay.
Not a wall. An opening.
There was a wall, then you put him in an opening in the wall. Was mechitza lefana, but from the mechitza closer in. Here is the pochus of mikos l'ba yishlosh etvachim kedliel. Said Bob. Ah, the case was he made the mechitza chadasha on the side where the house was. So obviously you have to make a door through the mechitza to get into the carpet.
I can't picture this.
So if your house is here, all right, the house is this wide. Let's say for argument's sake. He builds a wall here, a wall here, and a wall here. But there's no door. So he makes a doorway from the house. It's too late. So no problem. He builds another wall here. So now this new wall is made of the shem dira and closes the whole carpet.
The wall on the side where the house is.
Right. So they have a slight problem. How do you get to the carpet? He made a door. He made a door in the wall. I mean, we saw before it didn't have to be in this side. It could be in that side also.
Right, but why?
But that, he gives the case that the wall was on this side.
What side doesn't have to be on? What
it could be any side.
Also be on?
It could be any side. Was mechitza lefana b'fnim? Chol pachos b'pesul abayis shloshtom kileil zibah. Yes, the masara. The wall has to be more longer than masara. Kshidim mekarba b'sev vav. The mahani shir is that's enough. Vayin shomak shetam the birloch. The sheet was told has to go all the way across that one side. The sheet has to go all the way across that one side. Better. I put the wall there, says, oh, now it's look at the dira. Now I go and I smash the new wall with intention to use the old wall, the same dira. It's like I make the old wall new by removing the new wall. Doesn't help. It goes back to Lisuroi. It became mutter. We don't say it doesn't go back to this. Fine. There was a door on that side. And then you can close the rest of the area. So you have a Pesach and then a Hakalf, which is Mut. Then a Nofel a Kaisel. That wall fell. The outer wall of the house is still there. So this wall, this side, which was a house, this wall is gone. But the other side of the wall of the house is there, right? The outer side of the outer shell of the house is still there. And that simela the karfiv is closed off. Okay, neser karfiv shereim mechitzas apinimius le chadorim apinimium nasu lololasus kesel karfiv. The other walls were not made to enclose the karfiv; they were made to enclose the house. the wall, which is shared by the house and the carpet, is there to affect the house and the carpet. But the wall, which is not sharing with the carpet, is there for the house, not for the carpet at all. So that will not be matter the carpet.